Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bennington, Vermont. This talk, delivered on Sunday, June 7th, 2026, is by Ed Keating on the topic of the Five Remembrances.
Good morning. Thank you very much. It's truly wonderful to be here for Act Two, I guess. Last year I was here around the same time. I did notice that I think after this meeting there's a discussion about the budget. Is that right? That seemed to be when I was here last year as well. I don't know if there's any strategic planning on the part of the board or the worship committee, but I guess after talking about today's topic, the budget should be a very light discussion. Janet asked for a title for today's thing, and I always, you know, hate coming up with them. But, you know, I used AI after telling what I wanted to do. And so AI came up with aging gracefully, dying wisely, and living boldly, using the five remembrances as a blueprint. So I thought, well, that's not bad. Although I could rearrange that, too, and say that we want to live gracefully, age boldly, and die gracefully, die boldly, and die wisely. So we can kind of move those around in many different ways. But I am really excited to be here. How many people were here last year when I came? Okay, so it's not so much a surprise about what we're going to do today. But as part of an introduction, in our modern world, we spend an immense amount of energy trying to look away from the very things that make us human. So in a way today, the things that I want to talk about are being human. What is the process? What is the journey of being human? And let's take a look at that and be bold enough to talk about all of the processes. Not all the processes, but some of the most important processes in getting by day to day. We build multi-million dollar industries to hide our aging. I have an anti-aging cream at home that sometimes when my crofi get really bad, I put that. But do I believe I'm actually anti-aging, against aging? No, I don't believe that when I put it on. I just want, you know, to not look so bad. We treat illness as a failure of willpower or a personal inconvenience. And death, we treat death as a medical mistake or an odd event rather than a natural sacred completion. My work as a hospice and bereavement volunteer has taught me a beautiful subversive truth. Looking honestly at aging, vulnerability, and loss isn't and doesn't have to necessarily be depressing. In fact, it is the ultimate key to living a vibrant, fiercely intentional life right now. When we create safe spaces to step out of our cultural anxiety, whether that's around a table at a local death cafe, which the one I host and friends of mine host in North Bennington, we call it Death Dying in Danishes, right? It's a death cafe model to discuss these topics, these issues. We added the Danish part to just kind of make it sound a little light. I do get complaints that I don't supply the Danish, so if you do want to come, just know you have to get your own. Or we're sitting around a table inside a grief support group, or right here in this congregation. The ground beneath our feet changes when we have these discussions, when we feel safe to talk about them. We can move past fear, and we can step into the steady, practical ground of shared presence. To help us find that ground today, we are drawing on a classic psychology of mindfulness that originated over 2,000 years ago in the Buddhist tradition. It was offered not as a religious doctrine to believe, but as a practical mental exercise, and it's called the Five Remembrances. The teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, often taught these five short statements not to make people feel sad or depressed or bring on anxiety, but to act as a mirror, inviting us to stop running from change and instead let it wake us up to the beauty of the present moment. On your seats, There are two things that I'd like to draw your attention to and that we're going to utilize in our interactive session today. The first thing is this white paper here. At the top of it, it says five remembrances. And in a moment, I'm going to read them aloud. The other thing that you have is this card, which has questions on them, and I'll get to that in a moment. But this will also be an important part. If you didn't get one of these, please look to the seat next to you. So the five remembrances. As we look at these, I invite you to look at how this sequence unfolds. It acts as a universal human arc. The first one talks about aging and how the body matures. The second one talks about ill health, how the body is vulnerable. The third one is death, that life is finite. The fourth one is about separation, that all things and people change and detach. The fifth is about action, the legacy we leave behind. The five remembrances. I am of the nature to grow old. There is no way to escape growing old. I am of the nature to have ill health. There is no way to escape ill health. I am of the nature to die. There is no way to escape death. All that is dear to me and everyone I love are of the nature to change. There is no way to escape being separated from them. My actions are my only true belongings. I cannot escape the consequences of my actions. My actions are the ground upon which I stand. Notice how this ancient wisdom doesn't leave us hanging in the reality of loss. It builds a very practical psychological bridge. It moves from what we cannot control, our aging, our health, our mortality, our separations, and it lands us squarely on the only thing we can control, to some degree, our actions. Regardless of our individual spiritual paths or beliefs, we can all find common ground in that final truth. Our actions are our only true belongings. They are the firm day-to-day foundation on which we choose to stand and live our lives. You know, in having these discussions and looking at the reality of our lives, all the things that are listed in those five remembrances are realities. It has nothing to do with belief. If you look at each one of them, you know, it is the reality of life. And so the more we can talk about it and reflect and look and meditate and gather in communities like this, it allows us to have some sense of what to expect. And I think there's some, you know, as Janet was talking about making her plans, is that this is what to expect. It doesn't necessarily remove the pain of loss, you know, when it's somebody that we've lost. If it's a relationship that has changed, God, relationships change. You were talking about 70 years. Somebody's talking about 70 years. You're what, 56? Is that what?
Ours is
57.
57.
Right, we're 70 years together, right? That relationship was not the same. Those people are not the same at the 70th year of their anniversary that they were in the first year. We all change, and the nature of relationships change. And that's one of the things that I like to highlight in these five remembrances, where it talks about that. People change, and we will lose them. We will lose everybody. Everybody. Not necessarily in the sense that, you know, they walk out the door and they're gone, but what we know of them, how we experience them, will always change, because we change. We are never the same. We have some elements that are the same, some that change, but most of us change, right? And so, you know, the losing happens every day with us in many different ways. But anyway, I think by talking about these things, it helps to remove some of the suffering. It doesn't necessarily remove the pain. But if we expect it, we know, we talk about it, we experience it. You know, it's just like, you know, I'll just, you know, one example. Now, I have two sons. The youngest is turning 40 in a couple of weeks. He and his wife just had my granddaughter 3 years ago. Her third birthday is coming up, right? And I looked at little Evie, Evangeline, right, holding her like this little thing. And then I looked at my 40-year-old son. Well, it's going to be 40. And I look at him and I think, oh my, this was him. So if you try to explain to me that people don't change, that's not reality, right? People change, you know. And now he uses such phrases as, you know, pardon my language, but he'll say, Dad, come on, I'm a grown-ass man now. Yeah, okay. But you know what? All through their growing up, it's like there were constant changes, right? They go to daycare. They go to school. I'm not the only influence anymore. Oh, my God. And they change, and you watch them grow, become their own person, and it's like, you know, then they go off to college, and you grieve that, and you're like, oh, my, you know. This is life, and this is what this really talks about. So, as we bring our shared conversation to a close today, I want to extend a deep, heartfelt thank you to everyone who spoke and everyone who listened and everyone who was in this space and participated even just by being here. It is of great value. It takes a unique kind of courage and honesty to look at these things together and individually. So with that, I will read the closing reading. Reading is by T.S. Eliot. What we call a beginning is often the end. And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. We shall not cease from exploration. And the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Thank you all very much.